Namaste, dear listener. Want to share your opinions, give feedback, or tell me what you're thinking? Well, send me a voice message. That's right, voice messages. That's the easiest way for you to send me audio that just might end up in future episodes. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform that I use to make this special podcast. Listen to all the things you could do. Listen, questions you have for me? Oh, what do you think about the topic or other topics? Who do you think I should interview? Did you make me a theme song? I'd love to hear it. Do your best impression of me. Look, do all these things and send me messages, and you just might end up in a future episode, because Anchor makes it super easy to do. You can send me a voice message right now from wherever you're listening. Just tap the link. Oh, it's right there in the show notes. I can't wait to hear from you. Namaste, dear listener. And how are you today? I ask because I care. And life is better when you know that somebody cares about you. Oh, isn't that great when you know that somebody loves you? It's a feeling that just goes all through you. It's like a drug. Love is like a drug. But a good drug. Not like heroin or fentanyl. This is like a hug drug. That sounds like something Huey Lewis in the News might do. But anyway, as your fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to guide you on the path that we call life. So let's take that journey together. You know, I was thinking, I'm here in New York City because I'm here to protest Donald Trump Jr.'s book signing. He has a book coming out called Triggered. Like he knows what that's about. All he does is trigger people. He and his dad, they trigger people. And sometimes we just have to get away from that. You know what I mean? Stop being triggered. Walk away for a minute. Just walk away. Find something that you love. So here's what I was thinking about. You know, they say people sometimes overeat or do drugs because they want some kind of control in their life. You know, that's the one thing that they can control. Like life is going all around them and they don't feel like they have any say or any control. So they can control the food or they can control the drugs. So that makes them feel like they're doing something for themselves. Well, here's what I was thinking. Create. That's right, create. We were all artistic as kids. Remember taking out your Crayolas and coloring books and creating pictures that your mom would hang on the refrigerator? Well, that's what we should be doing again. We should be creating. See, and when you create or you're artistic, you are in control of that. You're in control of that project. Yeah. Do you love crafts? Do you like doing things like gluing little things to things? Like taking out a hot glue gun and gluing rope to a dollar store frame? That makes it nautical. That's right. When you add rope to anything, that makes it nautical. Or you could glue seashells to something and hang it by your toilet. Do you see what I'm saying? You got to get the art out. Everybody has art in you. You have it in you. Everybody. You might say, Larry, I can't draw. Well, you don't need to draw. Art isn't about drawing. It's about creating. And you need to get it out because art builds up inside of you. It's like gas. And you need to get it out. That's right. Get the art out. Just say, pull my finger and I'm about to art. I just made that up. You don't want to die full of artistic gas. No, let that art out. Be in control of your art. That's what I'm saying. And you can do it. If you don't think you can, but you do. I believe in you. And I'm your life coach. Well, I'm not licensed. I'm fully unlicensed, but I'm still your life coach. So create, draw, create, paint, glue, whatever. And I want to see some of your projects. When you finish your project, you tweet it to me, okay? At Larry the Liberal. Larry D.A. Liberal, okay? I want to see your stuff. So until next time, I love you guys. Thanks for listening. And be sure and share this with all your friends. That's the only way they're going to find me. And I'll help them find peace in their life. So until next time, namaste.